Every man has the potential and woman for a great... Hi, James Mingvid. Just let me finish. I'm going to take a quick swig. Oh, good. I want to talk about drinks. I should talk about drinks. This coffee smells amazing. One more sip. I said swig and sip, and you're probably thinking they're the same. But if you notice what I did when I took a swig, when I took a sip, maybe a taste. What? They're different, not the same. And if you ever take a swig of my beer when I offer you a sip, I won't be happy. Let's go to the board and find out what the heck did I just say. Okay? Oh, what the hell? Talk about drinks. He drank too much. Yep. He did. He should have just sipped his beer. He would have been okay. I have some drawings on the board, and what we're going to do is go through drink. When we drink, what do we say? What is the difference when we use these words, and how you should use them so you can sound like a native, right? If you look over here, it says eat. There is a video, go check it out. It has all the words for eat and how we went from little eating, like nibble, to a lot, like gorge. And that was there. It's going to be done in the same way. And if you noticed, when you looked here, there were a few words. And I've added a couple. You're going to say, wow, I didn't see these words before. And you're right. The words you didn't see were guzzle, choke, and consume. These are three new words. But when you drink or eat, we will use these words as well. Right? We talked about the Venn diagram showing words that are different and words that are similar to both. In this case, guzzle. If I'm guzzling my coffee, won't now because it's hot, but I'd be like, because maybe I have to go somewhere. It means to drink greedily, so like an animal, drink greedily or quickly. Choke is this. You can guzzle down food. You can choke on food. You can do the same with liquids. If I'm eating a sandwich and I'm choke, but I can choke by drinking the liquid. We say it goes the wrong way, and you're like, so how you doing, mister? I'm joking. Choke. Consume is a word that means to eat or drink or use up. I put this word specifically because you'll hear it when people talk about buying things they're consuming. It means they're using it up. When you eat or drink, guess what? You're using it up. If you look carefully, there's no coffee because I've consumed it. So if someone said, he consumed a lot of alcohol or meat or something, it means they used it up or finished it to consume. Cool? Glad you like it, because now it's time to talk about the words. So, where are we? A little. A little is a taste. Imagine your tongue, right? Rolling Stones, don't sue me, okay? When you taste something, it's just like putting just a small amount here. I like that. Because sometimes you see somebody drinking a blue drink with a green thing on top. You don't want to drink that. But it looks interesting, so you might want to taste. And you will go like this. Or... Can I have a taste? If someone says, can I have a taste? Or do you want to taste it? You shouldn't take a lot. Just a little bit to put on your tongue. And get a taste of it. Please don't put your finger in my drink to taste it. Put your tongue, okay? So you can see this one is a taste, okay? Bang, that's right, bang on the head. We gotta do the next one. What is a sip? I'm a nice guy, I'm sure you're a nice guy. So your friend comes and he goes, hey man, you're drinking a beer, can I have a sip? A sip is a little drink. See the ant? Imagine an ant drinking. It's not going to drink a whole cup of coffee. It's going to have a sip. That means you're allowed to do this. And stop. I get repeat. Ready? There we go. Stop. If you're still going like a plane, we have a problem. I won't be happy. A sip means this. But here's something to help you really remember. Imagine you're at a club, at a dance club, a very expensive club. And this drink is... $200. Do you think I'm going to drink a lot? Nope. I'm going to sip it all night long. Because I cannot buy another $200 drink. I don't have a lot of money. So usually when you sip something, it could be expensive, like a very nice wine, and you sip it. You sip to get a nice feeling or a taste of the flavor, but also it's very expensive. I cannot afford it. Okay? So a sip is more than a taste. Think of an ant. You're allowed to have a little drink, right? But not too much. So if your friend says, do you want a sip of my beer? Don't drink a lot. He'll get angry. He said, sip. Think ant. Okay? Shot. Some of you guys go out, and I've heard many a student ask me, I go to the bar and we have shots. Now, there's a song I can't remember by Little John or something, where shot, shot, shot. You'll get a glass that looks like this. It looks like that. A regular glass looks like this. If you look at this, it looks like a bullet from a gun. Why is it called a shot? Because in this little thing, they put some very strong alcohol. And you do this. And they take a shot. It's like being hit by a gun. If I shoot that gun, bam, you got shot. Oof, you're going to feel it. When you take a shot of alcohol, it's strong. And you will usually go, it's funny. Anybody who takes a shot, they go, you're like, what's wrong with them? They're like, it's good. Nothing is good that makes you go, yeah. It's like getting hit by that sound in my head. Boom, boom, repeatedly. Not good. It's a shot. Shot to the head. But they take shots to get drunk. Because 3 shots, you're done. Okay? So we took shots. So you take a shot of alcohol. It's usually strong, small and strong. A swig is different. Swig actually means drink. If you take a swig of something, you're going to... Enough for a mouthful. A swig. Take a drink. Right? Some people will say, hey, I didn't tell you to swig my beer. Then don't drink it. I didn't ask you to drink it. You're starting to drink. I asked you if you want a sip. Want a swig? Buy your own. Swig, drink. Slug, notice how it's the last one. So where do we have here? Drink. Do, 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 do. Swig, your normal drink. See a little red one? Happy? You're taking a drink. If we're really good friends, maybe I'll let you have a swig of my drink. But most likely, I'll let you have a sip. That's all. Finally, slug. Dun dun da da dun da da dun 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 da da dun da da dun 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 da dun da dun. Rocky, right? Rocky would slug you. Now, you're going slug, that's hit. Yeah, because when you slug it back, it's gonna be something like this. I can't do it with this because if I do this, the coffee will be all over me. But usually with a cold drink or a beer, I hope I don't die. You slug it back, you go, guys, we have to go in 5 minutes. I have to slug this back. Think of getting hit, because you're going to go, and they'll go, yeah, done. So a shot is done. The slug is done. You slug it back. Boom, big hit. You take a big hit, and it's gone. You take all of the drink, and you're finished. You slug it back, right? So you got your slug in Batman. Remember, if you remember Batman from the 70s, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, bam, pow. Slug it back. Take a heavy hit. All right? So our slug was number 3. It goes here. So we've learned 5 words to drink and 3 common words for eating and drinking when we're consuming, choking, don't choke, and guzzling it back. I would like to do a little bit more because we're going to use some other words and learn a little bit about alcohol. Because after all, we don't just drink water. Man and woman cannot live by water alone. Are you ready? Let's go for a drink. Hey, and just like real magic, I got a new cup. Let's go to the board. We talk about drinking and how you drink, right? Sipping, swig, guzzle. And I want to talk about 2 other things that are related to those things. One is, what kind of drinker are you? The other is, what kind of things you can drink? We're saying drink, but that's actually officially called, or we call it here, especially if you go to restaurants, beverages. So we might say, what beverage would you like? You probably heard it on the airplane. She'd say, would you like something to drink? Or what kind of beverages do you have? Okay? And that would be what type of drink. So we're going to look right over here. Let's start with the most basic beverages. Okay? Water. What kind of water? Water's water. Oh, my poor, poor friend who just learned English. Water is water until you have to pay for it. If you're in a restaurant, you will get offered water. If you say yes, they will say, would you like still or sparkling? Let me go back. They might say, would you like water or bottled water? Of course, my poor friend, you're thinking, water, bottle, what's the difference? Water comes from the tap. You know, when you turn on the water in your house, that's for free. Bottled water, and they usually serve it just like this, because it's the same water in a bottle, that's for money and a lot of it. Now, when you get that water, remember I said still and sparkling, they will offer you two types of water. Would you like still water? That is water that doesn't move. That's the water you get from your tap. Sparkling has bubbles. Ooh, that'll cost you more. Just tell them, give me still. I'll blow and make bubbles for sparkling. Thank you very much. Better yet, give me the tap water, because it's called tap water, and I'll blow in that for free. Okay? I joke, but it's true. So if you ask for water, they'll say, would you like bottled or water? That means from the tap that you have your shower and bath from, right? That water. They'll say still or sparkling. Sparkling is with bubbles. And still means not moving, just regular water. Go for the still water from the tap. Next. At the end of your meal, usually you'll have tea or coffee. I'm sure you guys have that, right? Coffee has caffeine, or a lot more caffeine, strong flavor. And the tea can come as regular tea or flavored teas that can taste like fruits and other nice stuff. I personally like Earl Grey, cream of Earl Grey if you're listening. Okay? And then for the kids, we usually do juice or milk. And these we call beverages. So juice or milk for your little kid. You know, apple juice or orange juice, right? Other juices as well, but those are the basic ones. Apple, orange, milk, water, tea, coffee. If you go into a bar, all of a sudden, things change a bit. We don't want to talk about water. You don't go to a bar and order a tea. The bartender will go, what you want to drink? Tea. Okay, I said, what do you want to drink? Tea. I said, Starbucks is over there. What do you want to drink? I better order something. A soft drink. Soft drink? What's a soft drink? A soft drink means no alcohol. Think of Coca-Cola, Sprite, ginger ale. These are soft drinks. There's no alcohol. They have bubbles. They are sweet. They taste nice. Another word for a soft drink is pop. You might have a pop. Right? Pop. Coke. Sprite, ginger ale. Where do we go from there? Well, after you finish with a soft drink, you really want to talk about beer and wine. So I'm sorry, just before I do that, I want to move on to Coke. Because I said Coke, I was thinking Coke, not Coke, but, you know, Coca-Cola. Cola is general. If you go anywhere and you say, I want a cola, they'll ask you for Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola. But if I write this word down, I have to put a capital because Coca-Cola will be angry and say, that's our brand. It's Coca-Cola. You want cola? You write cola. But everybody knows Coke and Pepsi, so there. That's our soft drinks, our pop. Not poop, but pop. You don't want poop at the bar. Okay, thank you. Yes, every time I make a mistake, they're like, bang, that's not funny. See, you say, not funny. Stop it with the jokes. Okay. Next, beer and wine. Beer and wine are with alcohol. That means when you drink it, it changes how you feel. It makes you a little happier, a little bit more relaxed. Wine is used, people usually have one or two and relax and have it with meals. Beer can happen, usually with a hot dog or, you know, a steak. But also beer, you might have it at, you know, when you're doing work around the house or gardening. Unless you're in Italy. In Italy, they have wine with everything, right? Hey, Papa, I'm going to the washroom. Give me some wine. Okay, son, I see you later. Okay, sorry, but that's Italy. The rest of us, we drink beer, you know, hanging out with the friends on the front stoop. And our wine we have with dinner and sitting down. And that's the way North Americans play it, usually, okay? You won't see them cutting the grass and drinking wine. It just doesn't work, okay? But your beer, they might. By the way, don't drink, drive your motorcycle or cut your grass or anything with alcohol. I didn't say do that. Now we have hard liquor. Notice we went from here to here. You said, what's the difference between hard liquor? Hard liquor is your vodka, yeah? You Russians, you love your vodka. Your rye and your whiskey. If you're Scottish, you drink whiskey. I probably sound Irish, okay? And your rye, Canadian rye. These are harder because they're stronger. They're also called spirits. Interesting little story to help you remember the difference or why they're different. An ounce of liquor is worth 5 ounces of beer, maybe even 8 ounces of, 5 ounces of wine and 8 ounces of beer. And you go, alcohol's alcohol. No. Why they're called different things is how they're made. And this is, tells you how strong they are. When you make beer and wine, they put them in sort of like a big bottle. They call it a vat, something like this. They put it in, they close it, and they put some organisms, some things in there, or little buggies. And they make the grapes and the wheat or the barley change into beer and create alcohol, right? Okay, well, whatever. I know, but listen carefully. That's a different way of making the alcohol than when they make hard liquor. They actually, when they take hard liquor, they take something like a rye or barley and they boil it. They actually add heat to it. What happens is it becomes stronger, and that's why they call it hard liquor. Even though this has alcohol in it, they say this is hard because 5 ounces of this and 5 ounces of that are not the same thing. That's why you take shots of this. Nobody takes shots of wine. Maybe in France, oui, oui, ah, this is very good. But in Canada, you take a shot of whiskey because it's stronger, or JD, okay? So spirits and hard liquor you take because it's stronger, less of it. It'll get you drunk, 1 ounce to 2 ounces. These you have more, okay? So you might want to say, you know, I don't want any hard liquor. Then they'll say, you want beer or wine, okay, with your meal. So we've done the types of drinks, or, you know, soft drinks, beverages, wine and beer. But what kind of drinker are you? See, good question. Are you a teetotaler? No, that's two says no. He's not a teetotaler. Teetotaler, remember we talked about tea? So you think, oh, a teetotaler, I don't drink. It means to not drink any alcohol whatsoever. Yeah, hard, right? I mean, that means no beer, no wine, no rye, no vodka. You never drink. I'm a teetotaler. I am against drinking. Abstain means I don't drink. It doesn't mean I'm a teetotaler. That's not the same. A teetotaler will not drink. I can abstain from drinking tonight. I have to drive my car. So when you abstain, it means you stay away from, but not necessarily never drink. Okay? So you have friends who abstain from drinking when they're driving, but they will drink at home or at a baseball game, right? Or they might abstain for religious reasons because it's that time of the year. But it doesn't mean they never drink. Teetotalers do not drink ever. A social drinker drinks when he's with friends. This is kind of the best kind of drinking. You're at home with your friend playing your video game. You both share a beer. Great. You go out to the bar. You have two or three beers. Cool. No problem. Social drinker. You have wine with your dinner. No problem. I drink socially. It means the alcohol is something we share in an event. The event is more important than the alcohol. All right? So we go to the bar to drink. We have one bar to drink. We call it to loosen up, to get relaxed. And then we dance all night. We're not there to drink all night. Drunk. A lot of you guys know this word if you do drink, right? It's a past participle. We have drink, drank, drunk. You've heard it before. You've had to do the little tables. But I'm using it as a noun, and I'm not sure if you've seen this, because a drunk is a person who drinks too much. They might drink at work. They might drink after work. They might drink before bed. So you say they're a drunk because they're usually on alcohol, okay? So they're always, you see how I'm carrying this? If you watched the video, I had a cup of coffee. It wasn't coffee. Now I have this is bigger. It's not coffee. I'm a drunk, which means pretty soon I'll be talking like this. So drunk can be a state that you're in. You are drunk. You've had too much alcohol. Stop drinking. Or if you are at drunk, or this word, see, it comes from drunkard. You drink too much. You might even be what we call a functional drunk, which means you go to work, you're okay driving, but you won't kill anybody, but I wouldn't want to drive with you. Translation, you're okay driving, but I wouldn't want to drive with you because you're not safe. You're on alcohol. Some people need this to go. Oh, I put alcohol. Alcoholic. It's different than alcohol. It's a medical condition. It's gone beyond being a drunkard. A drunkard may be able to do some things while drinking. It's not good. An alcoholic needs medical attention. If you know an alcoholic, you need to get them to a doctor. It means all they do is drink and they have serious problems. I know I usually joke, but that's not a joking thing. Cool? All right, so we're done with that. What kind of drinker are you? I hope you're not a drunkard because it means your friends laugh at you and you fall a lot. Social drinking is good. abstaining, because there should be times it's just not right to drink. And teetotaler, well, that's a choice, okay? Could be a religious choice, could be a moral choice, but that's your choice never to drink. Now, we've done those, which are good, because it's time to do, dun, 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 the quiz. Are you ready? Let's see if we've got a lot to swallow. Mr. E, something at his wine because it was expensive. What would you do if something cost, like, if this cost $100 million? Would you gulp it down? Take a swig? What would you do? Yeah. You'd sip it. In this case, past tense, sipped. He, all night long, sipped small drinks. Because it's expensive. I can't drink this. I cannot afford to get another one. James asked for two of something to get drunk fast. Two. What do you think? Oh, you got it? You oh yeah. Shots. Bang bang, my brother. Bang, two shots of alcohol. Boom. Two shots of whiskey. Now I'm ready to go. Okay? And children. Children, children, children. There's two things. We only have two laws for the kids. What's the first thing we would say? Children should never drink. Two word answer. That's right. Beer and wine. Wrong. It's a two word answer. Beer is one word, wine is one word. But this thing is similar to beer and wine. What do you think it is? That's right. Hard liquor. No whiskey for those kids, just for James. And I want two shots, one for me, another one for me. But they can have, and I would say they should only drink, if they were in a bar, which would be weird to have a seven-year-old in a bar ordering drinks. But if they were in a bar, then they could have, what's another two-letter word or two-letter beverage? I'll help you. What's the opposite of hard? No, don't think that. Hard. You got it. A soft drink. Yeah, they should have soft drinks. Only drink soft drinks. Well, that's my lesson for today. I wanted to give you a little taste of the world of English. Remember where that fits in there, right? Okay, so I'm sure we swallowed it down well. I'm going to get going right now, but where are you going to go? You're going to go to www.ing-as-in-english-vid-as-in-video.com. where you can do the first half of this lesson with eating and learn about other wonderful things you can do with your English. And before I go, I want to say thank you once again for subscribing. Love the fact you subscribe to us, and we'll see you soon. All right? Have a good day. And don't forget to do the quiz.